Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. As we are eagerly awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Got to compete with a fowl.
So, to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, that's why that duck was quacking.
Quack, quack, quack.
You can click the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post. It has the word newsletter, all in caps, in its title. There you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week in your inbox.
So, lovely.
Yes, and you need to do that. Very important that you do that. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Griff, they're having a big contest in the UK, too.
Oh, you're kidding.
eBay UK. It's called the eBay UK Car Challenged.
Yeah.
Challenge, and it was launched in March. Hundreds of budding amateur car restorers submitted their project vehicles. They had to be purchased on eBay.
Oh.
Or you didn't get consideration. Three finalists were chosen.
Yeah.
Each was given £4,000, that's about $5,300, to complete their restoration, and they must use parts and accessories found on eBay. So one of them was Robin and her beloved 1971 Volkswagen Beetle, Charlie and his rare Riley Kestrel. Have you ever heard of that car?
No, I haven't.
R-I-L-E-Y-K-E-S-T-R-E-L. And David and his rescued Triumph have been hard at work ever since, and the pressure is on because July 3rd is the deadline for completion. And after it's completed, we'll tell you where to go look at some pictures and stuff. I think that's kind of fascinating. Yeah. They had to purchase the car on eBay, and they had to purchase all the parts and everything and accessories on eBay as well.
Cool.
Have you seen the new eBay commercial?
No, I haven't yet. Is it cool?
It's called It's All in the Cards.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I feel so left out.
Extol the advantages of giving an eBay gift card because, according to the voiceover, you're giving more than a card. The spot goes on to say that an eBay gift card enables you to give the perfect gift to your special someone. And you can view the video on YouTube at youtube.com/eBay on the eBay YouTube channel. Giving somebody a card, an eBay card, does open up so much to them. We probably ought to have a contest next week or something and ask people to call in and say, what are you giving when you're giving an eBay card to someone? That might kind of be interesting to hear what they have to say about that. Did you hear about the cabinet that was sold over in the UK? Somebody paid £51 for 11 cabinets and 7 chairs from a private seller on eBay?
No, tell me about it.
Okay, it arrived at her house. And apparently, those file cabinets and chairs once belonged to a medical office.
Okay.
She found confidential medical files in a filing cabinet.
Oh, no.
The records contained sensitive details about vulnerable patients' sexual abuse and suicide attempts.
Oh, no.
And other things. She was horrified. She discovered 16 case files detailing the sexual abuse of patients and their suicide attempts.
Oh, no.
And a further 20 files with the names of other patients. And in total, there were more than 60 pages of documents containing confidential records, including bank details. And, you know, Griff, we've talked about this before on the air. We've had stories like this, but it's usually somebody's hard drive, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how to clean your hard drive properly. People think if they just erase everything, it's gone, and of course it's not. So be careful when you're selling something on eBay that you're not, see what's in those filing cabinets and things before you try to sell that on eBay. So, Griff, so tell us, so this week, so you were able to go to the opening, the ribbon cutting, actually.
Yeah, I was there at the beginning, and you know, we work right here, so I've been watching it since they last winter, you know, or last fall actually started. Well, it was right after July, so it was right after the big event announcing it. They started dismantling the basketball court and then building the building, and we've been watching it go up since then. So it's been an exciting less than a year watching this thing rise, and it's a very lovely building. I'm quite impressed actually, and it'll be much needed. Like I said, we've always needed a meeting space where we can get all the employees in one space, and now we'll have that, so that's good.
So I can't wait to see where they're going to put you.
Put me? Oh, yeah. We should know soon, I hope, because I've got 3 weeks. I want to have it all moved by the time we go off to...
Las Vegas,
because I don't want to have to... I won't have time. After Las Vegas, I'm on sabbatical for a month, and then I'm on vacation for 10 days, and then we have a show. So I have to have that room ready to go.
You got it.
I hope.
Okay, and so is your office changing too?
No, I'm pretty much going to stay where I am, so that's good. The room may actually be in the same building where my cube is, which would be very convenient. It's easier to go back and forth when you're working. So, okay. But I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
So you think that there's a possibility they may put it in the new building?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, in the new building, probably not. I don't think there's any space in there. I don't think there's a space that would work. But maybe in the building that I'm in, which is building 6, maybe.
Oh,
downstairs,
it'd Griff, be great. We have a surprise pop-in.
Oh, really? Radio pop-in.
We have a telephone pop-in.
Oh, we do?
Hello. Please be identified.
Hello.
Hello. Do you recognize that voice,
guys.
Griff? This is a voice from your past.
Hello. Who's this, please?
Hi. How are you?
Griff, it's Howie.
I know. I'm kind of shocked. What are you doing, babe?
Well, I'm just calling to Lee and I talked about this. We were going to do this last week, and we didn't work out. But I just wanted to call and check in and, you know, let everyone know how I'm doing, and to thank for the people that have reached out to me. And I've heard from some of the eBay people out there and checking in on me, and it's just wanted to let you know that I'm doing really well.
Howie, they're checking in on you every day. I get emails every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm on the phone.
Where are you? Is that your dad?
No, that's actually the workers here. So,
oh, the workers, yeah.
You know. Yeah. Because I'm at my friends Michael and George, and they're having work done in there upstairs, and so...
So Howie,
but no, Griff has taken great care of me, and you know, he's a wonderful person. So you guys are lucky to have him as well as I am.
Yeah, everybody who knows Griff is lucky to know him.
Oh no, stop! You're
it's
just
true.
Making me, you're
no,
making me blush.
Griff, you know what?
But
and Howie, you know, everything you've been through lately, I have to say this. I've said it over the air, but I need to say it to you: the way you have handled this situation has helped the rest of us handle it, because we love you. And the fact that you've made jokes and your little pirate thing and everything kind of helps us get through it with you. I don't know if you understand what I mean by that, but...
I understand exactly what you mean, Lee, and it's definitely helped me as well. So, you know, but the eBay community has always been good to Griff, and, you know, I appreciate that. And so he's been good to me, and I know that it's definitely helped.
So, Griff, people wanted to hear his voice.
Well, it's good. It's a beautiful voice.
And so we
voice,
thought,
so.
Let's do a pop-in.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you very much.
So
you're going to make us both very
so
emotional.
So the parade now? He can't be in the parade?
So the parade already happened this
weekend.
It
already happened
yeah.
this weekend. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember he was in the car a couple of years ago with you, I think.
Yeah, and maybe next year. This year it wasn't going to work, but next year maybe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Howie, you're home for good now? Or are you having...
No, he's not home yet.
Oh, he's... But no, I mean, but he's not in the hospital.
No, no.
Right.
I'll let him talk.
Okay, so Howie, so you're having rehab?
Well, I met our friends, Michael and George. They kept me last time because it just made life easier. And the only reason I'm not at their house yet is because we need to have a ramp installed. And once that ramp is installed, I'll be able to go back home. Griff is busy moving furniture around in the house and adding a bed so that I can move my bedroom downstairs. And we have a contractor that's coming in to have a shower built for me downstairs, because right now we don't have a shower downstairs. It's only upstairs.
Yeah, I told him in the meantime.
I can't quite make it upstairs.
I told him in the meantime, we just haul you out back and hose you off in a lawn chair.
Yeah.
And we're going to all watch, too. So.
Yeah, we'll periscope it.
Yes.
Well, exactly.
Howie, I appreciate that you called in, because so many people wanted to hear your voice and to know that you're okay. And I guess the question I was asking a minute ago was, do you have to go to some sort of rehab?
Fortunately, no. Fortunately, I did well enough in the hospital with my physical therapy that I don't have to go anywhere.
Howie, we love you. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks, babe. Thanks for calling. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
We are redesigning the eBay Radio Archives website, and we want your feedback. Just click on the site feedback at the bottom of the right-hand sidebar on any eBay Radio Archives page. Then click the name of the page for which you would like to offer feedback, be it a compliment or criticism, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we want to know. Click on the site feedback on any eBay Radio Archives page.
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 358.
When the unexpected happens in your eBay business, you've got to find a way to keep going. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. She says don't give up.
There's not a day that goes by in my business that something doesn't go wrong, that problems don't come up, that things just aren't smooth sailing. And that's part of the deal that you sign up for when you sign up to be an entrepreneur. You have to know what you really want. In eBay land, do you really want an eBay business? Because if you do, you'll find a way to move around those obstacles that come in your way if you really want to do it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We've got open lines at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So there's Brangelina. You know how they put the man and woman's name together?
I do.
And make one name. So you're Griff Owie.
Griff Owie.
Griff Owie. G-R-I-F-F-O-W-I-E.
Yeah, I don't think anything else works, does it?
No, it's got to be Griff Owie.
Griff Owie.
Yeah, Griff Owie. That's what you are. But now we go to Dallas, Texas for the latest eBetsy Brief.
Use eBay Picture Services, please. Embedded photos are so 20th century. This may sound like a no-brainer, but as a prolific eBay shopper and researcher, I see a lot of listings from a lot of sellers, so I can assure you it's not. As a buyer, it drives me nuts when a seller puts one measly picture in the upper left-hand corner of the listing, then makes me scroll down through their description to see the rest of the photos. Would it kill this seller to upload all their images to eBay, even if they still want to embed them as well? If I'm eBaying on my phone or even my iPad mini, it's especially tedious. It's even more frustrating when the seller is using a third-party service or by clicking on an embedded photo to enlarge it takes you to a whole new web page. With photos uploaded through eBay, I can enlarge and even zoom each photo right from the view item page, assuming the photo is large enough, and if it isn't, then why not? This is extremely important for mobile optimization. And speaking of mobile optimization, please make your photos square or as close to square as possible. That's what displays best, especially on a mobile device. Don't crop your photo into a narrow sliver because that's not flattering to the item. Leave enough background to frame the item on all four sides. Don't crop all the way to its edges. In addition, there is no excuse for uploading a photo that isn't cropped, or that's upside down, or sideways, or pitch black, because you can fix those problems right in eBay's Picture Uploader with its handy editing tools. They enable you to crop, rotate, and adjust brightness and contrast. So go forth and upload pictures via eBay. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you, Betsy. Appreciate that report. Very good advice. Upload your pictures to eBay. Listen, we're having an interesting thing happened with the eBay Radio Facebook group. People are telling us when there's a glitch somewhere, like when there's a glitch on our archive site or when somebody has posted something to Facebook on our group page that they shouldn't, porn and stuff like that.
Oh, has that happened?
Oh, please. Yes.
I always miss the good stuff.
Well, you know, you have to, every day, when you're the administrator of the group, you have people that are, you know, wanting to become members, right, of the eBay Radio Facebook group. And so you've got to allow them in. But sometimes, and you know, most of the time I've had a funny feeling in the pit of my stomach when I have punched allow them in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a guy, a single guy, and all he's got on his Facebook page or women with things to, I don't know. I need to learn better. I want to let everybody in. I'm a mother, you know? But yeah, people do let us know when things go wrong, and we appreciate it. So, and we have a lot of fun in that group too. So if you'd like even more eBay Radio fun, eBay info and selling advice, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. All you do is go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click join group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. But if you put porn in, I'm going to have to block you.
Okay.
What else can I say?
Well, understandable, I suppose.
Yes. So, Apple users, the eBay Radio mobile app?
Yeah.
Free, absolutely free. In the Apple App Store, search for the keywords eBay Radio, two words. Droid users, you can find your free eBay Radio mobile app in the Google Play Store by searching for eBay Radio, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
There. So there's just a couple of items I wanted to bring up right now.
Right.
So, Griff, somebody is suggesting a 250 listing challenge.
250? Jeez, what are they trying to do, kill me?
Well, we have jobs. We have full-time jobs. Some of these people, I wish I could be full-time on eBay right now. We need a listing challenge. Wodyland says, we need a listing challenge. First one to 250 listings wins. Bragging rights only.
Oh, Kobe, knock yourself out.
Yeah, please.
We'll watch. Please, I encourage you.
Right.
Why stop there? Make it 300. Why not 500?
But, you know, I am getting involved in the Camp Clutter Be Gone.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
Diva Dawn?
I think it starts Friday.
Yeah.
And I've got my before pictures ready.
Yeah.
Of my kitchen cabinet and stuff. We're going to, the bottom is going to be all eBay. Things we have listed and things we're going to list. And we bought some containers and we're doing some other stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to join that whole thing.
Well, let me know how it, or let us know how it works out.
Yeah, well, we'll probably be posting some pictures in the chat board and things of that sort. So.
I'm thinking of calling an auctioneer. I just got so much stuff, and I don't have the time to list it.
Well, you
so
have,
let someone else list it
you
for you.
You have a lot of antiques and collectibles, Griff.
I have a table that I had to take out of that dining room, which weighs 600 pounds. It is, and it can't be taken apart. And I hired three workers from a local nonprofit agency that, you know, fields workers out, you know, day laborers. They were so amazing. These guys were just incredible. I watched them in awe as they took this table out of the house through a very tricky angled doorway area. Where I remember when we brought it in the house, it took six people to get it in. So
where is it now?
It's in the backyard. I can't.
Oh, my God, Griff.
I couldn't get rid of it.
You've got to sell it before it gets ruined.
Oh, well, it won't get ruined. It's under a tree, and it's not going to rain here for another 6 months or whatever.
True.
I mean, well, six. Anyway, so I got some work to do. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terra Peak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up, beating the summer slowdown. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terra Peak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terra Peak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terra Peak?
I went to TerraPeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terra Peak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.